96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites. When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest-growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended-stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVUA News Time is now 8:26. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Rhett Newby, Lyon County 4-H agent, joining us here talking about some agriculture trivia.
Rhett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty good.
Thanks for taking some time to join us in studio here.
Well, thank you for having me in.
Yeah, good to talk to you. I think we've had you on a couple of times since you took over as the 4-H extension agent. How are things up at the extension office?
The extension office is really good and really busy. It feels like there's something new coming on every day.
Yeah, and that's what, of course, you're gearing up. Everything, I guess, culminates annually with the big Lyon County Fair, and I'm sure that you've got early things you've been dealing with that already, huh?
Yeah, we're coming up on an enrollment deadline for 4-H. That's May 1st. Got to be enrolled then, and that's the last day that you can add or drop any projects as well.
How are the 4-H numbers right now? Are they pretty good?
They're holding solid, maybe just a little bit down, but they're looking good right now.
How many 4-H clubs do we have here in Lyon County?
We have a total of 8 clubs in Lyon County. And then we also do have a Clover Buds program that's available for 5- to 6-year-olds.
How important is 4-H for folks that, they think about maybe the fair? And that's basically as far as their thought process goes when it comes to 4-H.
4-H is definitely a lot more than the fair. 4-H is the largest youth organization across the world. For youth development, we offer a lot of different things, but one of the main things that I think a lot of 4-H'ers get out of the program is how to operate and run a meeting, how to make a motion, and then add on top, they get to learn a lot of different things within their projects. Yeah. We focus on just a lot on projects as well. They get to study in and explore what they want to do, and it prepares them for their careers later in life.
Yeah, the categories are really endless when you look at all the things that the 4-H'ers are involved with, and not only just for farm kids either, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that you can do. There's baking, there's photography, there's also STEM that we're working on right now, where you can develop and build computers even. There's all kinds of cool things that are coming down.
Speaking of that, is STEM becoming kind of a more popular topic or more popular category here with 4-H kids?
I believe it's becoming a little bit more popular, yeah. The big thing with STEM is that it's such a wide array with science, technology, engineering, and math. There's so many different things that fall into that STEM category that we're actually starting to break it apart a little bit now, and we actually even have just an engineering project.
What are the age ranges for 4-H'ers? What are we looking at, right?
So to be enrolled in 4-H, you have to be 7 as of January 1st in 2025, and you can't be older than 18 as of January 1st, 2025.
Okay, and if we got parents or kids that are interested in learning more or wanting to get registered for 4-H, how can they do that?
They can reach out to our extension office. They can also maybe talk to a friend in school. There's a lot of kids that have 4-H t-shirts. If they see a 4-H t-shirt, ask them. They might be able to give you a really good answer and invite them to their club.
All right, Rhett, let's talk a little bit about what's immediately ahead. Trivia time.
Yeah, so the Lyon County 4-H ambassadors are proud to present the Ag Trivia Night. And that'll be this Wednesday, March 19th, at the Dell 5 event space.
Okay. Tomorrow night?
Yes, sir. It is tomorrow night.
All right. Yeah. So what is this going to entail?
So we're going to have a walking taco meal option, suggested donation of $8. The walking tacos will start at 6 o'clock, and then trivia will start at 6:30. Trivia is going to be a Kahoot-style trivia where we'll flash the questions up on a board and you'll be able to answer via phone, and we'll have teams of three working to answer those questions
via phone.
Yeah, so you'll need to be able to access Kahoot, so internet or the Kahoot app online.
Okay, gotcha.
And then you'll sign in.
You're going to have to spoon feed me just a little bit there, right?
So, yeah, you'll have to be able to access the Kahoot website, okay. And through there you'll log into our program that we'll be putting on, and you'll be able to answer the questions right there. It'll keep track of the scores for you and everything. So great. As answers are coming in and questions are, we're going through questions, we'll actually be able to see maybe who's in first place.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, nice. Right. Nice. Does this also mean a whole bunch of different categories here when it comes to the trivia?
Yeah, so it's going to all be around agriculture, but that can be obviously livestock, that can be field crops, that can be plants, horticulture. So it's going to be a wide array, but it's all going to be centered around agriculture because this is National Ag Week, and that's why the 4-H ambassadors decided they wanted to do this little bit of promotion for National Ag Week this week.
Well, and we're coming off National 4-H Week. We had the opportunity to meet some local 4-Hers here and get that. Of course, we do that annually. You're here at KVOE, get an opportunity to hear from the 4-Hers. So do you sign up as teams, enter as teams? How does that work, right?
So you can sign up as a team. You can sign up as an individual. You don't have to be pre-registered to be there. You can come in, register with us, and if you don't have a team, we'll find you a team. We'll have ambassadors available to help answer questions if we have questions throughout the night. There's also going to be an adult and a youth division. So bring the kids along, let them enjoy some fun, and maybe they can win a prize too.
You mentioned here about this being National Ag Week. Give us your perspectives on the importance of agriculture now. As I know, we've had a chance to talk with Brian Reese in the office a lot about kind of some of the pressures that are facing agriculture. You know, we've talked an awful lot here on our morning show about just produce prices, egg prices, just everything that we pay for here. How important is a strong ag sector to our overall economy and really to operations here just in general across the Flint Hills?
I think agriculture is it's the largest business in Kansas, and it kind of drives our economy here in this state. And add on top that I think that's all the more reason that more people need to have good knowledge of agriculture, even if you're not involved, because rising egg prices, rising this, whatever other problems. If you've got a good knowledge of agriculture, you can help make, when it comes time to make decisions, you have a better understanding of what's going on throughout the agriculture community.
Okay, Rhett Newby, Lyon County Extension, a 4-H agent, and it is Ag Trivia Night coming up again with the Del 5 Event Center.
Yes, sir. It'll be at the Del 5 Event Center tomorrow night at 6 o'clock is registration, and 6:30 is when we'll start trivia.
It's go time out there, Chuck.
Right. Can't wait. Rhett, anything else you wanted to bring up here, whether it comes to the trivia night tonight or some of the other upcoming projects that you're involved in?
Be on the lookout for possibilities of summer day camps coming out here in Lyon County.
All right. Keep us posted.
Great. I will try to keep everyone posted as best I can.
All right.
Kelly, thanks. Rhett, thanks so much for joining us. We will be talking to you soon, and good luck here with the trivia night coming up tomorrow night.
Thanks, Rhett.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, Rhett Newby in here talking about Ag Trivia Night coming up tomorrow night, Chuck.
Okay, don't forget, too, that here in a little bit, after headlines, we'll be chatting with Michael Deeker, KVOE's area high school play-by-play voice, talking about last week's Opie Eagles state championship run this past weekend. Tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour, pretty busy. We'll have Sailor Middleton talking about the Newman Regional Health Teddy Bear Clinic for the Newsmaker 2, and then certified chick counselor and trainer Karen Mays for the Newsmaker 3, and our Medicare Minute. Lots of good information coming up tomorrow here on KVOE.
And this morning's Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. It's 8:34. KVOE's emergency traffic and mobile news reports are brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated. For all of your auto body and auto repair needs, it's Floyd's 1221 Industrial.
Needing to consolidate debt or make improvements to your home? Look no further than Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Use the value of your home to get a HELOC loan. Closing costs are only $25. So check with Lyon County's leading real estate lender first at esfcu.com or text or call them today to get started. 620-342-2336. Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 424-226. Federally
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump talking with his Moscow counterpart today.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire in Russia's war in Ukraine. The president Monday called this a very important call and said this is now a very critical stage in negotiations. President Trump said he and Putin would discuss land concessions, power plants, and dividing up assets. He has repeatedly said he believes Ukrainian President Zelensky does not have the cards in the negotiations to end the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Fresh fighting in Gaza overnight. Israel hitting the territory with new airstrikes as the ceasefire appears to have broken apart. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. That's 80,000 files. This is ABC News.
Beat the bracket during the NCAA tournament and win a fantastic grand prize of a recliner from Triad Leasing and a year of light-duty auto oil changes from Black Creek Diesel and Automotive. Pick up a KBOE bracket from one of our sponsor locations.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, 310 West 12th and 24th and Industrial. The Liquor Store, 507 South Commercial. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th. Triad Leasing, 1123 Commercial. Gambino's Pizza, 1003.